Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
I'm Krista, and we have someone with us today. So you could say hi.
Hi!
This is Sheridan.
And yeah, she's our very special guest for a very special episode.
A very special episode of Disney A.
So, tell the audience why it's very special, Krista.
Because they're going to get to hear me giggle, like, a whole ridiculous amount.
Yeah, that's unusual.
Yeah, it is. Well, we're talking about animated Disney crushes, or crush-worthy.
Yes, yes.
We're not necessarily saying that any of us have crushes on these characters now. We might, but we're not saying that. But at some point, we think these are crushable, crush-worthy Disney animated characters. And that's what we're talking about today, which is ridiculous, but
it's a good description.
Well, it's a happy Valentine's Day subject. Mm-hmm. Love is in the air, I guess.
Animated love is in the air.
Yeah.
That was the rule. Yeah. To be animated.
It has to be animated.
Which was no problem for me.
Narrowing it down is more of a problem for me.
Yes.
Before we get to that, though, Brandon, what are you currently drinking?
I'm sticking with a good old neutral.
What flavor?
Cranberry.
Because that's what's in the fridge?
That's what's in the fridge, yeah. Keep it simple. It's the middle of the week. I don't know. Need something crushable.
For our crushable,
yeah. Oh, very nice. Just don't say smashable.
Yeah, that means something completely different.
Yeah, don't say that. Don't say that.
That's a different list.
Is it?
Fair. Sharon, what are you drinking?
A very lovely white wine that I don't know where it came from, but it's the same one.
I believe
drinking.
It's Italian.
Ooh,
an Italian Pinot of some sort.
It's okay. Very, very good.
I'm drinking the same thing, and I also don't know because Brandon went to the kitchen and came back with the wine. So thank you, Brandon.
It was the
thank
white
you.
Wine that was in the fridge.
Oh, okay. Yay.
It's very good.
I like it. It tastes like a Pinot.
Okay, Krista.
Yes.
We have to hear your nerd thing this week.
My nerd thing this week is Oscar nominations came out. When it actually gets to be like close to the Oscars, we'll talk about the Disney details and that in more, I don't know, detail, I guess. But that's pretty cool. Pretty nerdy.
You're stealing my news items with your nerd thing.
Okay, hold on. Also, it's the Olympics, and I like the Olympics. There we go. That is not a news item, right?
Go curling.
Figure skating.
Ice dancing.
Yes, thank you. I like... Oh, here's one. Brandon, I just showed you. There was one of the men's figure skating. I literally only saw a little bit on Twitter, but he did his routine to... Well, I think it was all Star Wars theme, but it was the... Yeah, it was pretty cool. So I'm going to have to check that out.
His outfit was very Anakin inspired. Mm. Evil Anakin inspired. So pretty cool.
I'm going to check that out, and other people should too, and that's pretty nerdy.
That is pretty nerdy.
What about you, Brandon, before we ask Sheridan here?
Yeah, Sheridan's got a nice little nerd surprise for us. We don't know what it is, but...
Yeah, she don't get too excited.
So I am currently in and have been all week in another leadership workshop. I've been learning all about coaching others.
Ooh.
So it's been very exciting. I had a long day of conversations this morning.
Well, that's your favorite thing.
It went better than expected. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if I would have been told at the start of this whole process that I was going to have cold calls with three random people throughout the company and help them through a problem for an hour at a time. Sheridan's face right now is in shock and horror because she's going to be starting this program shortly.
Have a disclaimer before we start this program. You'll have to do cold calls to people who actually are in your company.
They are volunteers, so okay. It's not like you're just like randomly finding someone who doesn't know anything about what
they're
doing.
Oh my god.
But yeah. But it went for...
Do you have a problem you'd like to talk about?
My goodness.
But yeah, it went really well.
Is that the call you were on when I came home from work?
No, that was just regular work call.
Oh, just regular work. Okay. So I guess we should probably explain. Brandon and Sheridan work together.
Mm-hmm. We do, yes.
Yep. And yeah, that's the...
We're both nerdy accountants, I guess. Yes. So there you go.
Yep.
I was gonna say, yeah. Pretty much sums it up.
And what's your nerd thing this week, Sheridan?
Well, this was sprung on me. I didn't know I had to share my own nerdy thing that I've been up to. Yeah. So I was like, okay, what can I say that I've been doing that's like nerdy? I'm like, no, nothing. Like, I've actually been pretty like cool this week. Till I realized I was looking for a recipe the other day.
Yeah.
And I have many cookbooks.
Yes.
And I thought to myself, where did I get that one like chicken Alfredo recipe out of my like 15 cookbooks? I can't find it. So I've made it my new mission to add all of my cookbook recipes into an Excel spreadsheet that I could then filter. Not only does it have the name of the recipe and the cookbook book number, it also has major ingredients that if I need to go grocery shopping, and it's all in a pivot table.
That I don't know what a pivot table is.
It's just a really cool, like, little filtered box you can do in Excel.
Yeah, it's a filter box. That's a good way to put it.
Okay. So I am cataloging my recipes in Excel.
That is amazing.
Thank you.
That is absolutely amazing.
It's the newfangled version of index cards, I guess.
Yeah. Why have a recipe binder when you can have a recipe Excel spreadsheet?
Okay, so I'm not an Excel person, but I'm like, wow, that sounds convenient.
I'll make you one. Give me your cookbooks. Once I'm done this, it'll be my new job.
Well, do you know what Animal Crossing is?
Yes, but no, I've never played it, but you explained it to me.
Yeah. Oh, I don't remember doing that, but okay. Mm-hmm. So, one time you do something villager hunting, and I went villager hunting, and Brandon took I had recorded all the villagers I found, and Brandon took that, and for me, he turned it into an Excel spreadsheet with graphs and tables.
Data analysis. Yeah, super fun. Data analysis. I could be an OpEx.
I was going to say why, but that makes sense.
So, you doing your cookbooks doesn't sound weird.
Thank you.
That sounds super convenient.
We're in a safe space right now.
That's right.
No judgy.
I love it. I actually am. I'm impressed. Brandon is shaking his head. Also, Sheridan, are you watching Boba Fett or no?
I don't even know what that is, but I've heard of it.
Okay, like, so that's a no.
What is it?
It's part of Star Wars.
Okay.
But it's a Disney Plus series that just came out, and the last episode released today.
Yes, we're recording Wednesday.
So this week. We're recording Wednesday, so yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. And so we always do a most recent episode, no spoiler, initial reaction. Very quickly, Brandon, what do you think?
Wow. Yeah, that's what I thought. Wow.
Okay, I like that. Yay, wow, awesome. Watch it, and all my happiness I can't explain because then there's spoilers.
Yeah, no spoilers, but it pays everything off, so it makes the whole series worth it, I would say.
And you have 1 week to get caught up on it, people who are listening, because that's going to be our next episode. We will talk about that again later, but hurry up and go watch it. I think that takes us to the news. Disney A News Update. Okay, current news. Brandon, you have some news items. Usually I'm the one with the list of news.
Yeah, I found some good news this week. So we just finished another Star Wars series.
Yep.
And the next one just got confirmed. Yep. Confirmed. It's coming out May 25th.
They're missing an opportunity here. Why is it not coming out on the 4th? Right.
I get it.
Yeah.
they'll probably release the final trailer for it on.
Oh, you are 100% correct. On the 4th, yeah, they're gonna milk that.
You gotta have the hype going. I don't know.
Fair.
But yeah, so Obi-Wan will be on Disney Plus, the first episode, I assume, just the first episode on May 25th.
Cool. That's pretty exciting.
It is exciting. And then this one's really out of left field, but another Disney property that's gonna have a series, return to being a series. Mm-hmm. Futurama.
I am so excited about this. Did you ever watch Futurama?
I was too young.
Now's
your opportunity.
I wasn't allowed to watch Futurama or The Simpsons growing up, and I feel like I missed that one.
Well, you know what? I watched Futurama like 3 years ago.
Like, there's a robot and a really cute girl with a purple hair.
Yeah!
And
one eye.
And one eye, and the other guy just squints.
Yeah.
And a dog.
Yeah, you should watch the dog episode.
No,
it's really good.
I know what that dog episode is based on. No.
But yeah, so they're making new episodes of Futurama. Since Disney bought Fox, they own The Simpsons and Futurama and all that stuff. And they're making new episodes. So we'll see if it comes to Disney Plus. Apparently, it's being developed for Hulu in the States.
It's gonna be Star.
It might be on Star in Canada. We don't know though.
Fingers crossed, Disney Plus. Speaking of Disney Plus, West Side Story is with Steven Spielberg coming to Disney Plus on March 2nd. So that's exciting.
And you know why that's important?
Why is that important?
Because as you stole from my news earlier,
sure did.
The Oscar nominations came out this week, and West Side Story is of course nominated for Best Picture.
I wasn't stealing; I was segueing.
And
segue.
West Side Story is one of Sheridan's favorite genres, musical.
Don't put hand spot.
we made Sheridan watch several musicals, and
the one that you really liked was Sound of Music with the marionettes that were dancing.
Yeah, the puppets.
Yeah.
The puppets. You told me it was a Christmas movie. Well, I had nightmares.
It's Christmassy. But, yeah.
I'll definitely be watching West Side Story, because I know that's one I've always wanted to see, so this is like a new version of it.
Very good for, like...
Okay, so Brandon hadn't seen the original one, I had, and I like the original one, and I feel like a really bad musical fan for saying I like the new one better.
That's okay.
It is so good.
It's like a twist, right, on the old?
So good.
Okay. I mean, it's very similar, but it's very well shot, of course, Steven Spielberg directing, and, wonderful, and I had heard a lot of the songs before, but some of them I didn't even know they were from West Side Story.
They're just like, oh, this is a song.
And yeah, I actually quite enjoyed it. And then some other Disney items from the Oscar nominations. The big one, of course, being Encanto.
Ooh. Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Being nominated for songs and, of course, animated feature.
Of course.
Along with Luca. In the honor to be nominated category.
Fair enough. Also, this isn't on the news item, but you know how we haven't been talking about Bruno? But we keep talking about Bruno? We know how it's number one on Billboard, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
There are currently... Yep, this is the second week. There are two songs in the top 10 because Surface Pressure is at number 8 right now. There are a total of 8 songs from Encanto in the top 100 on Billboard.
Just crazy.
That's insane. That's never happened.
Lin-Manuel.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Representing. I love those songs.
Oh, they're so good.
I love those songs.
Oh, so good. Absolutely. Also, some Disney Parks news I've got for you here.
Okay.
Disney Parks capacity is remaining limited, but we have a new reason. It's just for a change of pace, because they don't care about COVID numbers anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Staff shortages.
Pandemic's over.
Yeah, that's what Alberta said, too. staff shortages, specifically in food and beverage, can't keep up. So they're still limiting capacity. Also, I found this interesting. The first quarter of 2022, which is actually technically from early October 2021, to early January 2022, you accountants will appreciate this, is actually the second best quarter financially that Disney Parks have had of all time. So even though they're at shorter, like, limited capacity, they're not hurting for money.
I actually did see this.
That's interesting.
And I saw they had beat their target earnings per share by, like, $64 or something.
Really?
Or, no, 64%, sorry. So, yeah, that's pretty good.
I was going to say, they can't see my eyes get wide. I don't know anything about money, and I'm like, that sounds like a lot.
their share price was up is the long and the short of it.
Right.
So the shareholders are happy.
Well, and then that goes into, it is also Magic Key Holders Appreciation Month. And, of course, a lot of Magic Key Holders are like, but we want this, and we're not getting appreciated because we want this. Disney Company is not currently hurting for money at the parks, so I don't think they care.
They really don't.
No.
Magic Key Holders, I think, are an important part of their business.
Yep. But they're not the deciding factor.
They do appreciate them, but if you care enough about Disney to be an annual pass holder of any kind, you're probably already a captive audience. You might make a stink and say you're going to leave, but you're probably going to come back.
Where are you going to go?
Exactly. I mean, like, Knott's is fine and everything, but, like, come on.
Oh, man, I want to go to Knott's Berry Farm.
Well, fair, but still, guess what we're doing when we're going to Knott's Berry Farm? We are also going to be going to Disney, and we're going to be going to Disney many more days than Knott's Berry Farm. So, but Magic Key Holder celebrations are going on, and they seem pretty cool, but,
lots of merch.
Lots of merch, you know, specific photo opportunities, things like that. And I think that's it for the news, so we're going to go to our main topic.
It's holiday time.
So yeah, our main topic.
Yes.
Ladies.
Yes.
Let's talk about our top three crush-worthy animated characters.
So I have to, like, think about narrowing it down to three is my problem.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of...
crush-worthy characters.
A lot of crush-worthy characters.
Yeah,
And of both genders.
Yeah.
And animals. Multiple species.
It's true. It is 100% true. I'm, I'm definitely, gonna have trouble narrowing it down, but that's okay. So, we were discussing this, Sheridan, before you came, and, we decided that just, like, putting someone on the spot and being like, name your three.
Yeah.
Was gonna be tough.
Yeah.
And we also didn't want to double up on people.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think we'll just kind of take turns.
Okay.
Fair?
That's good.
Do you have three that you're like, you know? And or do you have like kind of a ballpark?
Got a ballpark.
Okay. Yeah, ballpark, yeah. Right. Ballpark's good.
Yeah. So we figure we'll let you pick the first one because that way if you have like number one, then none of us can talk about that person.
Okay.
We can like agree or disagree.
Okay.
But yep. We won't like take that as one of our three.
I gotcha.
You're the guest, so.
Yeah, you get to have first choice. Yeah.
Thank you. Drove all this way. I better have first. Yes, I literally live.
Mm-hmm.
2 minutes.
Yeah.
And I drove here. And I'm did not you ashamed. Actually? Yes, I did.
That's dark awesome. Out.
It is dark. It is dark. Yeah, it's winter.
Yeah, that's right.
Walk across a deer or something like that.
You gotta punch whole thing. It in the face.
Exactly. As one does.
Okay. So I'm choosing my first
yes,
pick.
Yes, your first choice.
Is the most obvious, and I think this might be on many people's lists, and it's a frisky.
Oh, yeah?
Fox.
He was totally on my list.
Of Robin Hood.
Yeah, that is the correct answer. He was definitely on my list, and I would have picked him.
I want to say that was my first Disney crush. It was something about him. Swagger and his little green tunic with those little booties. I actually should see how old I was, because this might be embarrassing, but... He was, yeah, smart, and I just thought he was the cutest character ever.
Clever, and he's, like, super devoted.
Yep.
No, Robin Hood is Robin Hood is the right answer.
And he was on all the lists that I looked at when I Googled it, so I feel like I'm in the right.
He kicks butt, and mm-hmm. I enjoyed him as a character. I didn't crush on him, per se.
Oh, I totally did.
But,
Hey, you know what? You have a thing for redheads, so do I. It just happened to be a fox.
That's right.
Fair enough. Yeah, no, I wanted to be Robin Hood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's another fox in that movie that might be on my list.
She was on a few of my lists. I looked at too. Yeah, definitely.
Yep.
The eyes. Mm-hmm. But no, Robin Hood is awesome. He's super talented and he's like clever and he's got sweat. I totally agree. He definitely would have been my number one. In fact, when we were teasing this episode last time, we were each trying to guess who might be on the list. And Brandon said, if Robin Hood's not somewhere on your list, that's wrong.
What does he say? Oodalali.
Oodalali. What a day indeed.
Something about him.
Brad almost spit up his drink.
It went lower. Oodalali.
Oodalali.
You were going to need a new laptop there for a second, but I held
good
it
safe.
In.
Good save. Good save. I appreciate that. Do you want to go next?
Yeah, I'll go. Since mine's going to tie into that.
Okay.
I'm going to go Maid Marian from Robin Hood as well. Yeah.
Really?
She is a fox, but in more
like
ways than
fox,
one.
See, and when you said that, I was like, is he going to pick Maid Marian or is he going to pick Vixie?
Oh.
Remember Vixie?
That's
she was,
true.
Well, yeah.
I like Vixie. Yeah.
I mean,
what is
clothes?
The foxes? That's true. That is true. It's like, how animalistic are we going here?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
That one's a bit too maybe animalistic. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. I've got a couple animals on my list, so I'm not going to lie. We'll see who gets picked here is where I'm going to go.
But yeah, Maid Marian, and she bats those long eyelashes.
There's that one close-up where she's sniffing the flower, and it's just the eyes.
Yeah.
Fair choice.
It made my childhood interesting anyway, let's just say that. I think Disney may have led to a lot of people becoming furries.
Oh my God.
Wait,
by furry, does that mean you just like to collect Beanie Babies?
Yes, that's what I mean.
A fox Beanie Baby named Sly, so yes, that was
that's
me
what
too.
That means.
That's what
yeah,
it
definitely
means.
What
sure.
that means.
Yeah, nothing else. No. Don't Google it.
Okay, so speaking of, I'm not going to pick a fox for my number one, and I'm very sorry if this is someone else's. I'm going the Beast. I'm not saying Prince Adam, I'm saying the Beast. The man gives her a library.
Of course. Why am I not surprised?
With a sliding ladder.
It has a sliding ladder. Yeah. It is all I and a huge fireplace. It is all I want in my whole. Okay, Brandon did build me a library.
Doesn't have a sliding ladder. Twice,
but no sliding ladder.
No curving staircase.
Exactly. But I don't live in an enchanted castle. But you know, it is definitely the Beast. He's like tries to be all like gruff and angry and big and strong. But he's like really bumbling and like. Yeah, I don't know. He's so awkward when he, like, tries. It's so cute. And I'm sorry. There is between... if we're picking... You know, okay, fine, Prince Adam, whatever. But if we're picking between the Beast and Prince Adam, the correct answer is the Beast.
I didn't even know he had a name. I thought his name was just the Prince.
The Prince.
And then when he turned into the Prince, I was like, ooh.
What is that? Come on.
Put it back.
Come on.
No reverse.
Put it back.
No.
So mine is going to be the Beast. Kind of animal, but kind of not. So, you know, I'm going to bridge the gap here.
getting closer to human.
Getting a little closer to human. He stands up. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Round one. We're good? Mm-hmm. We need to cool down a little bit here before we move to round two. Take a
sweet. Yeah. I had to limit it to just one animal. That's not weird.
That's no. No, it's not. Okay. You ready to go for number two?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm so curious.
So my
did I just steal your beast one?
No. Okay. No. My honorable animal mention.
Yes.
Was the cute saber-toothed tiger from Ice Age. Is that Disney?
It's not, but we'll give it. That's why it's an honorable mention.
They bought it.
They bought it.
It was part. It would have been done by Fox.
They bought Fox, right?
That's right. So it's kind of Disney.
There we go. Yeah. Disney owns Disney. Whatever his name is.
I don't even know. But I know who you're talking about.
He's cute.
So they own Ice Age, but apparently they lost the rights to Scrat.
So they got
someone apparently had come up with this squirrel rat creature before they made it.
No way.
Into the movie, and it's been in the courts for like 20 years, mm-hmm. and now no more Scrat in Ice Age. Apparently, which is kind of sad, but
yeah,
but. All artists' work needs to be recognized, yeah. so mm-hmm. that's the other side of it. So, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. So, that's an honorable mention, though,
mention was Diego. That's what his name.
Diego.
Oh, yes, yeah. definitely.
Where's the baby? Fair. He's good with kids.
Yeah,
there he is. Okay.
There you go.
Thank you.
Selling feature. I get it.
Fair. Okay. I'm going to stop it there before I say anything more. Okay. I kind of progressed as a child.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Into my kind of preteen years. And I came across a movie that's not maybe as popular as some of the other ones, but it was a Jim Pleiades Hawkins.
He was totally on my list.
Is it Pleiades? James?
Jim Hawkins from the original Treasure Island, of course, but you're talking Treasure Planet.
Yes.
So it must be Pleiades because that's a constellation.
Yes.
I was going to say, is it James or Jim? But it is Jim, short Jim in the movie.
Yeah, I think it's, like Jim is like the nickname.
There we go.
James. Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, good one. That is so good.
Yeah, he is on a lot of lists.
That
movie didn't do well when it came out, but it has become very popular. It's a hipster.
It is seriously underrated. Oh, yeah.
So underrated.
We've been pausing in our like decades because we are like almost caught up, but I'm excited to watch that again.
Well, we've kind of supplemented that with the blind dates.
Exactly,
course,
exactly. That is a good one. When he does his like falling through the
his little like whatever you call that twisty motion with his little whatever skyboard
thing,
his little ponytail.
I would like to say that I watched that when I was younger and thought that, but I was definitely in high school.
I must have been in like just starting junior high.
That
so
is
probably
more
living
reasonable.
Close to his age.
That is probably more reasonable.
The music on that movie too is fantastic.
Oh, so good. I let song that he does when he's doing that really push for that to be one of our grad songs.
It's so good. Coming of age song.
Plus, come on, it's a steampunk version of a classic literary book. Of course I love it.
Yeah, that's cool.
Good choice.
Thank you. Cool.
Very good choice. Little ponytail, yeah.
But now I wonder if Brandon's going to choose the cat lady from the same movie.
Hey, she was cool.
She was awesome. She was almost an honorable mention. I was like, oh.
Yeah, and I love that they made the Admiral like a female, well, a female cat, but yeah, she was cool.
She was spicy.
Very cool.
Yeah, Treasure Planet didn't, I think I was a little too old to... when Treasure Planet came out.
To have that effect on you?
Yeah.
I mean, me too, what? I understand.
I had the gap in my Disney obsessions after Pocahontas came out.
Well, John Smith almost made my list, but he's my honorable mention.
Okay. No, I'm going to go back classic right at the beginning of the Disney Renaissance. And like you said, I like redheads.
Oh, I knew you were going to do it.
I also like the ocean.
I knew you were going to do it. I knew it.
Yeah, no.
I also like
so you
16-year-old
Ursula.
Yeah. Hey. I mean, she would probably be a lot of fun.
She would be a lot of fun. I think Ursula. Okay, well, anyway, we've talked about the best, and my pick is always best villains. My pick is always Ursula, but that's not who you're going to
pick. No, she is a cool villain, but no. And yes, she is 16.
But
I was much younger when I saw this movie. 16, she was old then, so... I was into older women, I guess. I don't know. But, Ariel's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like a seashell bra. Yep.
Yeah.
You just like the
dingle hoppers and all that.
Dingle hoppers, and you like gals who can sing. That's it, right? Singing?
Yeah. She singing? Has a wonderful singing voice.
You know, I'm going to go human for this one.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's true. She's not human either.
No, she's not. She's
half human.
Human-esque.
Human-esque.
She's only half human.
Yeah.
So, after Robin Hood and the Beast, but Robin Hood got taken, I had one clear choice, and I was definitely older than a little kid when this came out, but I really greatly, I don't know if anyone knows this, but I kind of have a thing for thin, nerdy looking guys.
Really? Why?
just throwing it out there. Really smart, nerdy looking guys who are also like, they step up when they need to. Milo Thatch from Atlantis.
Yes. Thank you.
So
thank you.
Good.
It was amazing.
Oh,
it's
my goodness.
Favorite movie.
I know. It's so good.
Another extreme hipster Disney film.
Yeah, that's why I picked it. Totally why I picked it. He, like, steps up, and he's enthusiastic, and I mean, he's, like, seriously outmatched, but he's gonna do it anyway, and he's really smart, and he's so gosh darn awkward.
His glasses.
And the glasses.
Glasses.
Plus, voiced by Michael J. Fox, which is awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I definitely, he definitely, like, helped, he fit right in there when I was, like, figuring I had a type.
Yep.
Basically.
Yep.
He, like, cemented that for me. So, yes, Milo Thatch.
That's
from
fantastic.
Atlantis.
I 100% agree with that one.
And
I may
history?
Have also liked his girlfriend, too, though.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, she would definitely be on the list.
Yeah, maybe
she's
maybe it's
awesome.
Coming. I don't know. But yes.
I don't know if you would have considered Atlantis. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. We'll get
the girlfriend.
Nope.
No,
nope.
Hey.
No, that's not really in my wheelhouse.
That's
either.
A good one, though.
It is a good one.
Mm-hmm. Kida.
Kida.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one. Okay. We have too many honorable mentions here,
I know.
Think.
I'm sorry. I was told
no,
to skip to one.
That's a good one. Oh, that's a good one.
I can't stop.
Okay. Can we do one more?
One more. You got
oh,
one last.
Oh, there's so many,
chance.
Though. I'm torn on my last one.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah. Luckily, I get to go last, so I have to see what everyone else picks.
Okay.
Do it. You can do it.
Okay. Sometimes you just don't have any rhyme or reason. It's just the entire package, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this movie came out, and there was very, very popular two main characters. One was probably one of the most popular female characters.
And I don't know who you're picking.
I know.
I'm so torn.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
So the movie I'm thinking of is Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's not who you think it is.
You're picking. Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
It's not the lovely Esmeralda.
Oh, that's what I thought you were picking.
Nope.
What the heck? Okay.
It's also not Phoebus.
Are you picking Quasimodo?
It's not Quasimodo.
Who are you picking?
How old was I? Do I need to figure out how old I was?
No,
when I
can
had
tell
this?
You. Okay.
It was Clopel.
No, that's so good. No, that's amazing. Your abs. Yes.
I was how old? Let me just check. How old? When did Notre Dame come out?
He
know.
Is such a good pick.
I remember my sister absolutely loved Esmeralda, and then she also was like, "Oh, Phoebus," and I'm like.
No, Esmeralda's
nope.
way better than Phoebus.
Yep.
Esmeralda's
yeah,
way better
yeah.
than Phoebus.
Nope.
Hell, Quasimodo was better than Phoebus.
Yep. No, and I was off just staring in the distance at the lovely singing voice of, is it Clopin? Clopel? Clopin? Something like that?
Yeah, but
the,
he's
the narrator.
The narrator, his little puppets, his tights, his mask.
It's so good.
And then he gets
he does
all,
pull off those tights quite well.
Yeah, and then
that's
he gets all angsty
so
when he
good.
Finds
yes.
them in the, what do you call that even?
The festival of, no, the, I know what you meant. We literally just watched this.
Underneath the
yeah.
the
in
city.
Their, in their little hidden.
In their catacombs area.
And he was being an actual, like,
the Court of Miracles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he was, like, dressed all dark. I was like, oh. skulls all... And I was young, okay?
Uh-huh. Yeah, no. That is...
And I remember not telling anyone. Thank you. Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
I think. Yeah,
and
I think.
Everyone else talked about Esmeralda, and I was like... Okay.
No. That is so good. I thought you were going to go Esmeralda, which would also be a very valid choice. But yes, I had never thought of that.
It
but
wasn't the goat, I swear.
I
it was
totally,
yes.
I was a little concerned. I'm not going to lie. But that is such a good one.
Yeah.
He's definitely
that's the one
awesome.
I can't explain because it was just like, I just thought he was the coolest character.
No. I buy
I
into that.
I would speed into his parts because I just liked him singing, basically. I just loved him singing.
And when he does the Feast of Fools song.
And he
yes!
does the, he throws his thing up in the air and then like throws it down and Esmeralda pops out. I'm like, oh, you can do magic tricks.
Mm-hmm. He's so good.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here for that. I like that one.
On that guy.
Yeah.
I like it. I like that you had like an out there one, too.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Oh, shoot. Oh, I'm so torn.
Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, no, Esmeralda's pretty good. I have a little bit of gypsy blood in me, so definitely down with Esmeralda, but she's not on my list. If we're talking about non-human characters, my honorable mention would probably be Nala.
Oh that's so good.
She gets my honorable mention.
What is it with you and the big eyes?
Yeah, those bedroom eyes. She goes for
it. She does. She totally does.
She saves an entire kingdom with those bedroom eyes. So, yeah. Go Nala.
Didn't Eddie Redmayne also have a crush on Nala?
No, yeah, she did. Yes, he did. Yeah, I remember.
I think that was on the Graham Norton show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good one. But no, that's not your pick. One. That was just
that's
your honorable.
That's not my pick. No. Okay. That's not my pick.
Okay, you're not going to pick one of my two. I was really hoping someone would because I'm torn between two. I don't know what to do.
You
okay.
Might have to just say both. But okay.
Oh, okay, Brandon, go. Maybe you're going to pick. Maybe. Your go.
It's an animal?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
No, it's not an animal.
Can I make a guess?
Sure.
I think it's Meg.
Yep. Yeah, no.
good one.
Hercules wasn't in my wheelhouse. I actually just watched it fully for the first time.
So you can't even do this whole I grew up with this
no,
thing.
I just, like, Greek myths are cool, and it played up with that, and, like, that's her whole thing. She's supposed to be just absolutely gorgeous, and
yep.
She is.
And she's super sassy.
Yeah. Yep.
I actually really appreciate that you picked her. You picked, like, some strong women, which yeah. made me like
my,
you a little bit.
My other thought was probably Jasmine, again, because she's...
Yep.
She's mm-hmm. she's gorgeous, but she's also kicks butt. She's mm-hmm. not a damsel in distress.
She is
type
not
of thing.
A prize to be won.
Yeah.
Nope. And so she
and
says
she has
that
a pet tiger, which is
was
cool.
pretty yeah. sweet. And literally, Meg is like, I'm a damsel in distress, and I can handle this.
Yeah.
like,
yeah.
Have a nice day.
Have a nice day.
I totally had Meg on my list as a backup. She was my female representing there. Not the only one, because I'm sorry, Pocahontas with the hair,
with the hair flowing yeah. over her face. Yeah.
I used to like John Smith. I really can't pick that, though. I used to like Aladdin. I don't know.
It's the vest, isn't it?
I'm going to do my animal now.
It's probably the lack of showers, actually.
Probably the lack of showers. And, like, there's a weird nipple thing going on, as in they don't exist. And, like, the anatomy, I don't know. It's throwing me off. I mean, I'm all for, like, a super earnest street rat, don't get me wrong. But I'm going to pick my animal.
Okay.
This is an out there one. In Lion King Part 2.
Kovu!
The bad boy!
Yeah, but he's not! He's just misunderstood!
You went for a Part 2? Oh my god.
No, it's so good!
It is so good!
It is so good!
So good.
Oh my.
I wasn't going to because I was like, Atlantis is so recent that like that'll be like the equivalent of a Part 2. But I picked a human. I picked a half animal, and then I had to pick an animal. Like, I had to do, like, the range. But, yes, Kovu. Definitely Kovu. He's just so earnest, and, yeah, so a little bit of a bad boy, but not actually, like, a bad boy. And
he's got some issues with the dad.
Yeah.
He's, like, a bad boy.
Yeah,
he's not allowed to come around, and he comes around anyway, and he's like, hey.
I'm a bad boy, but I'm reformed.
What's the song? Inupendi.
Yeah, that's
where
right.
Do coconuts become one or something? I don't know.
Yeah, Rafiki sings a song about them falling in love.
I am so lost. I did not watch any of the director
oh, you're
video
going
sequels.
To now.
Wait, though.
No.
I want to add now another honorable mention because in that same movie, I actually really, really liked his
the
sister.
Yes! It's so good!
But what's her name?
I don't
know, she's blonde and she was also like a little bit of a bad, like, Not the creepy brother that was, like, eccentric.
No. He was weird.
Oh, my gosh. What's her name? And not the mom. The daughter.
I know exactly
the
who you
Tali?
Mean.
The Tawny? Something like that.
Like, Kiara.
No, not the good
that's,
one.
That's
the
good
the bad one. It was always the bad one.
Oh, what does that say?
Vitani.
You were twisted when you were growing up like I was. Like all the twisted
Vitani. Good job.
She was cute.
Lacey Shepard, do you know who she is?
Is she
she's
in Mean
like,
Girls?
No, but she's in every single Hallmark Christmas movie.
Oh, yeah,
she's totally in Mean Girls. She's Gretchen Wieners.
Oh my god, she is!
I love Gretchen Wieners as a lion.
Speaker warning.
Sorry. Okay, and Simba by himself. I mean, also a little bit, but okay.
Yep.
Well, yeah. JTT, so...
I had such a crush on Jonathan Taylor Thomas growing up. I was the right age for that.
That was?
JTT,
Simba?
Yep, sure was.
Did he do any other voices?
Okay, seriously, I'm looking at BuzzFeed's 35 weirdly attractive Disney characters. Number one is Aladdin. Number two is Robin Hood, who is on our list. Megara, number three. And Khovu, number four, so I'm not that weird. Thank
Shang.
You very
much. Shang
was
on
so
it.
Good.
Except, what is
see, I can see Shang. He's a pretty cool dude.
Shang was up for consideration.
He's probably the best part of Mulan for me.
Yeah. Agreed. Gaston was on the list, and no thank you. John Smith was on the list, and maybe as a kid, but I can't get over the... You know, everything else.
Why? What happened?
Prince Eric is pretty awesome. Okay, number nine. Are you ready for this? I get this.
Oh.
Hades.
I mean, the hair, yes. The teeth,
yeah.
The teeth, no.
The teeth are a problem.
The teeth
yeah.
are.
He needs,
he's
a,
just suave,
he needs an orthodontist
he's
for
just,
sure. Yeah.
Peter Pan, no.
Okay,
no.
But
hold Tinkerbell.
On. Hold on, though.
Tinkerbell.
Okay, I know we're talking animated, but when I was young and that live action came out with that young blonde little child that is now a child to me. Do you know the live action one
no.
of Peter Pan?
No, I'm gonna look him up though.
Okay. People better know that one. He was cute. You don't know that one? He was, yeah.
He was cute.
He was cute.
I'm gonna have to look him up. I know which one you're talking about, but I don't remember
yeah.
the movie.
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't.
I mean, I remember it coming out. I don't know if I saw it or not.
Interesting.
But I will definitely tell you Tinkerbell.
Yeah, Tinkerbell, sassy.
The genie.
Well, you can do whatever you want. Can't
No.
He can't bring people back from the dead.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Milo Thatcher's on this list. I'm not. Hey, Brandon, Lady Marian. There you go. But Milo Thatcher's on the list. Prince Philip is wrong. Mulan.
Oh, yeah.
Hercules, definitely thought about Hercules.
No.
And if I was younger.
No.
Flynn Rider?
No.
I like him. I actually think he's an excellent, like, actually a good guy.
He's a good guy. I think it was too late in the game for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, me too. Max from the Goofy movie is definitely on the list. Scar from Lion King. Well, someone's yeah. got some issues they're working through.
Yeah. That's forget about daddy issues. Creepy uncle issues.
Someone's got some stuff they're working through. Jasmine from Aladdin. I totally buy into
oh, yeah.
this one.
Yeah.
Taryn from The Black Cauldron. Someone likes obscure stuff. Here's your Jim Hawkins
Here's
from Treasure Planet.
Jim.
And Helga from Atlantis, The Lost Empire.
Who from the Black Cauldron? The
Taryn.
The boy? Taryn, yeah.
Oh.
Not Lady Longway.
I did kind of like the girl from Black Cauldron back in the day.
Ooh, here's okay. I want to replace my honorable mention. David from Lilo and Stitch.
Mm.
What about the sister?
The sister.
Yes,
yeah.
Nani.
Kirby, yeah.
Nani is amazing.
Oh, no. They just chose Wendy's daughter. No, thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you.
That's a bit young.
Jane, yeah, but David is amazing. David listens to Nani. He doesn't get, like, ticked off about being friend-zoned. He's like, hey, you're, like, doing some stuff. He's a great, like, support for Lilo. He's just accepting. He's just helpful. He's just whatever is needed at the time. Also, in that same vein, I'm going to say modern, we have David and we have Kristoff. Because Kristoff in Frozen 2, when he's, like, keeps trying to propose to Anna, and Anna is, like, doing something, and he says, his line literally is, I'm here, what do you need? Not, I'm going to try and save the day, or we need to, like, I need to whine about stuff for a minute. I'm here, what do you need? And Kristoff is awesome.
Yeah, Frozen, like, plays up those tropes and, like, kind of turns them on their head, so.
And also there's a gif of Esmeralda winking and Tarzan. He is literally wearing a loincloth.
Well,
and there's your Kita.
Tarzan can swing using only his butt cheeks.
That's
so
pretty impressive.
That is
Jane. We forgot about
Jane. There's a lot. Okay, Disney, good job. I'm just saying.
You can have Kristoff. If I can have the yoo-hoo.
Yes!
The super nice, chill guy
He's
wanting
so
to sell.
Good. He just
sell
wants to live in a
summer.
Sauna.
Yeah.
He likes his sauna.
Big summer blowout.
wandering Oakens.
Yeah.
Dogs and a sunscreen of our own invention. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you watched the Christmas one?
Yes.
He loses his towel.
Yes. You know, I just thought that. Nope, I'm not going.
No,
there.
You have to say it. You have
no, because I went over into DreamWorks area.
I see.
Yeah, no, we're not allowed to talk about that.
No,
that
this is not the right podcast.
What? So I think we had a few honorable mentions. I think we had some good ones.
I think we've covered a wide range.
We have
yes.
covered a wide range. So whatever it is that your Disney crushes, who did we miss? Is basically my question. Now, is there anything we missed on our list? Is another question.
That's the same question.
Is it? I mean, from you guys.
No, I'm good.
You're good?
I'm
happy that I've actually gotten this off my chest. It's been a very long time, me thinking I've got some serious issues.
No!
These are very common issues, yeah.
Yeah.
And yours, like, I love that you had one out there, mm-hmm. but I get it. That mm-hmm. is a good choice. That's a really good choice. Yeah. Oh, I do want to give one shout out, because this made the rounds on the internet. There's a character in Zootopia who's in the background. And I think it started as a tweet, but it's like an ox or something. And he's just like, no, he's a tiger.
He's
and
he's
sitting there
on
a bus. Yeah, exactly. And he's just sitting there. And I don't know what it was. Some tweet made of rounds, but you saw it and you're like, yep.
He's like, he's like reading a book and he's got like the dad bod and just.
Yeah.
Seems really...
And he's sort of like business Mike. And yeah. So, Google it. Shout out to that one. I mean, he didn't make my list, but I just like nod of appreciation to that. Went going viral.
And he's basically an extra, but yeah, he was very
does not matter.
Very popular on the Twitters.
Does not matter.
See, and I think they brought that fox back for Jason Bateman because of how freaking awesome Robin was. They're like, we gotta have another cool fox.
By the way, he's awesome.
Jason Bateman's fox.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So normally now we do a quiz or we do some kind of BuzzFeed thing or something like that. And Sheridan doesn't know this, but I found and true or false quiz that will reveal which Disney character you're most like, and I think Sheridan should do it.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay,
not which one you most like, which one you are most
like.
Okay, like
not like, who do you like? Okay, okay.
Exactly. So we're like, this is safer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is a safe space, Sheridan.
Okay.
True or false?
Yeah.
I am more of an optimist than a pessimist.
I'm going to say, most of the time I'm a pessimist.
Okay.
Yep.
I am more laid back than serious.
Yeah, more laid back. No?
Stop laughing. It
this
is her
isn't,
call.
I'm not in my accounting space.
Call.
This is outside of accounting.
Okay,
I'm not uptight.
Uh-huh. No judgment here, Mr. Judgy Face. I am more introverted than extroverted.
100% introverted.
Yeah, I know. I was already pretty kidding. I prefer being a team player over working independently.
Is my team listening to this?
Depends on the team,
yeah,
of course.
I like taking things and doing things myself. I like being with people, but I like doing my own work. So I'm going to say myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Think more of doing group projects in school and how horrible those were.
Yes, and you look around like, help me.
Yeah.
Fair.
Turn to your partner.
No.
No.
I would say that I am an old soul.
Yes.
I'm more of an open book than a private person.
Am I an open book? Just because you guys know me, do I, like, just spill all the...
That's a tough one.
That is a
I
tough
don't know.
One.
You're,
kinda, you're, like, almost half and half.
Yeah,
yeah,
in the
it's
middle.
Like, I don't mind
both.
Sharing. More of an open book
than a private,
than a private person. I'm going to say I'm an open book.
Yeah.
You can ask me anything. I'm not...
Maybe more, yeah. I think you're pretty much in the middle,
yeah.
But probably leaning a little bit more that. In general, I would consider myself a nervous person.
Yes.
I was already quitting. Yeah. I am impatient.
No.
Okay. I don't think so. No.
I am more even-tempered than emotional.
I'm 100% emotional. Wear my heart on my sleeve.
See? Open book. There you go.
Yeah, that is
there
open book.
Go.
There
yeah.
you go. I am a generally stubborn person.
Not stubborn.
Me neither. I don't care what you say.
I'm totally going to do this for Brandon.
Yeah.
Guess what you're doing at some point in the near future.
Like
you're going to be doing the same.
This is the Disney disc profile.
Yeah.
I am a responsible person.
Yes.
I am more of a dreamer than a realist.
I'm a realist.
I am more of a leader than a follower.
Follower.
Really? Well, that one surprises me. I am more book smart than street smart.
100% book smart.
I am a selfless person. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
But I feel like sometimes...
Oh, the fact that you're like, I don't want to seem selfish by saying that. I am driven by my morals, not my end goals.
Morals.
I am more of a materialist than a minimalist.
Well, I just mentioned I had 20 cookbooks. I'm going to go with materialist.
I
have a cupboard, okay? I have a cupboard, and I mostly just use Pinterest.
It's the
so...
pictures. And
it's true.
It.
It's so cool. I prefer being inside over being outside.
Inside.
I am more creative than I am analytical.
Oh.
Ooh. Ooh.
But considering my job, I'm
yeah.
going with analytical.
Okay.
With a tinge of creativity.
I would consider myself an impulsive person.
Nope.
Okay, are you ready? You're most like Belle.
Oh.
Why? Oh. I would aspire to be most like Belle.
Hey, what's wrong with Belle?
Why you crinkle nose?
She should have probably been on my list as well.
She should have been. What the heck's wrong with you?
She's probably my favorite princess, but...
That's the one I want to be the most like.
Yeah.
How come Belle... I think we need to talk.
Why?
Because Belle wasn't on your list.
I know. I forgot.
Myla Thatch was on my list. I'm just saying.
Okay. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Belle.
Okay, ready? So you're just like Belle from Beauty and the Beast. You tend to keep to yourself, but it's usually just because you're living in your daydreams or thinking about your own favorite fictional world.
That's true.
People often underestimate you, but you're incredibly smart and an independent person. You may seem quiet and introverted, but you've got big opinions and aren't afraid to defend what you believe in. Actually, that does sound like you.
But like Belle.
What's wrong with Belle?
If there was a Disney princess you were most like, it would be really? Belle. I'm sorry. I mean, like, it's right there.
BuzzFeed never gets it wrong.
Well, what are you guys? I mean, we don't have to.
I don't know. We'll have to figure it out. You'll have to listen. Maybe we'll do it later.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll take turns and we'll do it later. And so you'll have to listen to future episodes to find out what we're most like. Because now I am actually really curious.
Maybe we'll be Belles together.
Okay. I would aspire to be Belle. So do we have anything else to add about our fantastic list of Disney crushes? Or the princess that, the Disney character that is a princess that Sheridan is most like?
No, I think we covered it pretty well. What do you think, Sheridan?
I think we did.
Did you work through some stuff?
I feel super free.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Should you come back next year and do like a part two where you do three more? Yeah. I have a lot to work through. Yeah. Okay.
It's going to be in the back of my mind.
Okay, well, if we miss someone or if you have any comments about this, please contact us on our social media or through our website. Thank you to El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast, where you can also find a link to our social media accounts. You can also email us there, and you can find us on Instagram at disneya.podcast, Facebook at disneya, and Twitter at disneyapodcast. You can find disneya episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms.
Including Spotify, because we don't say racist things. Like Joe Rogan.
No. Like, never, actually. If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you so much. And if you haven't yet, please do. It, like, matters a lot. It doesn't seem like it's a big thing, but it's a huge thing. And if you know someone who might like listening to us, we would love it if you would recommend us to them. You can also listen to Disney A episodes on Magic of the Mouse Radios, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 3 p.m. Eastern. And Magic of the Mouse Radio can be found on most radio station apps. Next week, we told you, top of show, you have a week to get caught up, because next week we are talking Boba Fett. So, you will be spoiled.
Ooh, yeah. Lots of spoilers.
But, like, yeah, in the spoiler way, not in the, like, us giving you things way.
Sheridan, that's Star Wars.
I actually pronounced it Bubba Feet. I don't have anything to say.
Bubba Feet.
So, like, huge thank you, Sheridan, for coming on. Do you know you're officially only our second guest we've had on? Yeah.
It's an honor. Thank you for having me.
Did you have fun?
I had so much fun, and I love listening to you guys, so it's cool to be on the other side.
Wow,
thank you.
Didn't even pay you to say that. That's
amazing. No, that's all true.
Check is in the mail.
Okay, we didn't pay you yet to say that.
Hashtag ad.
You should come on again. This was fun.
Yes, yep. Anytime you talk about slightly odd or controversial topics, I'm here.
I don't know if it's controversial, considering how popular some of these searches that we found. Although, you were saying that you found some controversial ones on some lists and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not talking. I'm sorry. Whoever finds, Judge Frollo... No. Yeah,
he was on there.
That's wrong.
I was in a deep, dark place of the web where he was, like, number three or something. I was like, what?
That's so wrong. I tend not to judge people for their taste. You know, he's bad.
Yeah, I agree. So like, counts. You like what you like, except that.
Yeah, that doesn't
The rest
like
of the villains, I can excuse any other villain except Frollo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you for coming on. That was super fun. Yay. So anyway, I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
I'm Sheridan.
And until the next adventure of Boba Fett next week, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A. I'm totally gonna cut that and put it at the end.